Hello.
Hello, is this Mary?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Mary. It's Lisa here. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling.
No worries at all. I'm sorry I couldn't call earlier. I was sick and then we didn't have the, you know, schedules correct, so that's the reason why. I actually wanted to come over the phone and discuss the website issue, the domain issue that we've been facing. So I see that the message that you've sent me, it has the domain name. That is fine. Customer account, we do not need that information. Authorization code, we do not need that information at the moment. Now I see that you bought it from SimpleSite.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now you must be having, you must have logged into that website, right? In order to buy this domain?
Well, into their website, yeah, I guess that's how I did it. And I thought I was going in with somebody else and that I had been, you know, communicating. And I started filling out the information and, you know, and sent it, and I'm looking, I'm thinking, who is SimpleSite? This isn't who I was dealing with.
Okay.
So I don't know if that a pop-up came up or what happened. So I, when the next morning, I'm thinking, I'm deleting that. And I did, but I couldn't have the domain name back until the 20th of August. So,
okay.
I, you know, then they released it. So now, and I'm like, can I use this someplace else? And they're like, yes, that I could.
And how much did you pay
for
this?
I don't know what all you need. Well, it was going to be, it was a just a cheap price, and it was going to be a monthly thing. But I bought it from Creative. What do you call? And it from you. And
the domain name.
And he said, no, that what I my domain name, MaryCreeJohnson.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was dealing with Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
he said that that I would, you know, have to be just the way that Creative Design did it. You don't pay a monthly; you pay for it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I'd have to look on my computer and see how much I paid for that.
Okay. And I'm a bit confused here, Mary. You got this domain from SimpleSite. See, I understand that you want this domain, so that part is fine. You know, we select our own domain name, and then we check with the vendor or the provider whether or not that domain name is available for purchase. Okay, so that's the second step. You selected your domain name. That is Mary Cree. CreeJohnson.com, all right? You selected that. That is good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next step was for you to contact a service provider to reserve that domain name. And domain name is not monthly subscribed, just a heads up. You pay one time. It's a small fee. You pay one time, and then you become the sole owner of that particular domain name. So you either purchase it from a site like SimpleSite.com, and there are multiple others, or us, or whatsoever. Now, let me get this correct. You selected the domain name. You provided that to us. And then who did you buy it from?
SimpleSite at first, but when I deleted it, now they released it, and I was able to buy it from a Creative Design. So I paid for that, you know, to use that. That Creative Design can use that. And I
did you pay the amount to Daniel or Sheldon for this domain name to be reserved?
No, I paid SimpleSite.
Then how are you saying that you deleted it and then they released the domain name and then you bought it from us? Isn't that what you're trying to say?
No. They released the domain name, so I may use it again if I want to.
All right. Okay, I got it. That part is cleared out. So In other words, this domain name needs to be purchased, right? Right now, it is not purchased.
Oh, it is. I would have to purchase that name again?
Yes. Yes. That's what SimpleSite did. Once they released the name, they actually did not reserve it. You know what happens? Once you buy a domain name from a particular company, like SimpleSite, you pay them a certain amount, and then they hand over the domain credentials. That is the account email and password, the account ID and the password. And that means you have full access of the domain name. Now you're saying that you deleted that and then you asked them to release it. That means they actually released the domain name, but they did not sell you the domain name. That's the reason why you do not have the credentials. Did you try to reach out to the customer service of SimpleSite to ask them for the credentials?
No, I didn't know I needed to do that. Ask them for the credentials. What credentials then?
Okay, are you in front of your computer?
Yeah.
All right. Type in simpleside.com.
Okay, now I'm going to have to log into.
Should I send you the link on Teamwork, on the portal?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, should I send
you
the link?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, I'm saying that, should I send you the link? Well, I actually sent you the link on the portal.
The link of what?
The link that I want you to open up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for my computer to boot. I've been on it about 3 hours doing an ad, submitting an ad, and doing a lot of work. And then I just kind of did some playing on the computer for about 45 minutes.
I understand. That's not a problem.
I had logged out.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, Mary, are you going on a vacation?
So how much money are you talking? Excuse me?
I'm saying, are you going on a vacation somewhere?
No. I didn't go on vacation this year. Generally, I don't even plan one unless I'm going on a bus tour trip, which that's what I've been doing for the last few years, is taking bus tours. And
well, it's nice. It's nice to get away, you know, for some time.
Well, you know what? I had a birthday in October, and I'm 83, but back in the summer, I finally stopped working. I had worked up until this summer in May. So I retired twice.
Okay.
I continued to work part-time for somebody. But I did, you know, was able to go on trips.
And how did the retirement work out for you?
How did what?
The retirement.
Oh. I enjoy it. And
exactly.
I was writing the book.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, I thought that I would never work past age 62. And then I became 62. My husband died when I was 60.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I was, thanks. Well, he's been gone 22 years. So it's like time, you know, I had to work to provide for myself. So I worked and then retired at 66 and continued to work and retired again at 68 for 9 months. Went back to work and worked 13 years part-time for another trucking company.
Wow.
So I'm finally done. I am done with public
work.
And
you know, I can just imagine what that must be like for you.
Yeah. So it, you know, it enabled me to have more free time and to, you know, finish my book.
Well,
I was going to put that book out.
This is actually good for you. Yeah, this is like the second inning for you. You've started writing. It's actually good. It's going to make you feel good.
Well, you know, I thought I'm not going to write another one. And different ones are saying, Mary, you know, you got to write another one. they want to know what's happening to these people in that book, because it's mm-hmm. like a small town, and everybody knows everybody, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Following through with one story, and it'll mention a name, and it's like, oh, yeah, I know that person. She was back here in this other story.
Right.
And then they're saying, you know what? It's like, you got to write another book. We want to, it's like, we want to know more about these people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
I mean, you know, it's so interesting how everything is interconnected. That's the reason why people want you to write another book.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, maybe I will, but not yet. But, I thought, well, what if I, well, this one is Appalachian Mountains Childhood Memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what if I call the next one Country Roads Lead Me Home?
That's a good one.
Okay.
Did your computer start up?
What is the matter with this? I think I'm. I don't know what I'm getting. All right, now maybe it'll let me get in.
Okay.
All right. This link, WW Simple Site. Okay.
Yes.
What am I going to, what did you want me to go to Simple Site for? Log in.
The reason why I need you to go there is because I will show you what exactly are the credentials we are talking about, okay? So let me know once the site is
okay. Okay, it's just giving me the option to log in. Create your website and log in.
Exactly, log in.
Once
you click on log in, see, if you have bought a domain name from them, you need to log in. You will have these credentials from them. Now, once you click on log in, it asks you for username, email, or domain name. Do you see that?
It's saying username, email, and my name is up there. And then it wants a password.
Exactly. Your name is up there. That means you have the credentials. Click on your name, please.
Okay, spelling, double click. Why I do that? It's just one thing. Spelling, no suggestions, ignore all.
I'm not sure what exactly that is about. Can you send me a screenshot of that?
No, but it says log in.
Yes, log in, and then
with Facebook.
No.
Okay,
not,
I'm looking. I don't remember. If I log in. Oh, my goodness, I don't remember my password with those people.
Yeah, so somehow you logged in with them and you do not remember the credentials, or they did not provide you the credentials. So if you do not remember that, we will use the option which is under the password, where it says, have you forgotten your password?
Yeah, so I need to change that. Okay, and are you... pull to promote and submit the name, return to log in. Well, same thing. Is this going to allow me to put another password in?
No, they won't allow you just to put in another password. If you click on have you forgotten your password, let me try this.
It should allow me to, it just says, okay, enter the username, address, domain name, or a Simple Site website. We send you an email with your login information. All right. An email. Let me see if I can bring that up.
Yeah, try the email. Oh, yes. See, for the password reset, you there, Mary?
Yes, I am, but I'm not seeing anything from Simple Site that's come up on my email yet.
Okay. Did you check your spam?
Check my what? Oh,
your
spam
mails.
Well,
yes.
All right. Let's see. How am I going to check that when I've got them up? And then I can't go to spam on my phone.
Get anything?
Well, how am I going? Let me see if I.
Okay, do you have a Gmail account?
Gmail?
Yeah. The email address that you have, is that a Gmail, an Outlook, or a Yahoo account?
AT&T.
Oh,
Yahoo, AT&T.net, yeah.
Okay, I'm not good with that. I usually work with Gmail.
I've already got, I have you. I'm looking at my email, you know, where I had brought this up. Now how am I going to go, user email or domain name, and submit. Okay, if I do my domain name. Here is Mary Creech Johnson. Yeah, here is my Gmail.
Okay.
And
what option? Yeah, try that.
And we've sent you an email. I have my Gmail account. I don't even use that. Okay, let me see if I can log into that.
Okay. Anything?
No, it's wanting my password, and I don't.
Okay, all right, Mary, I actually have a call coming in. You try to figure this out, and I'll call you back in 10 minutes, okay?
That'll work. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. I'll call you right back. Thank you.
Okay.